Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. Professor, great job out in Arizona. Pretty much nailing it to the decimal point. Any final thoughts on hashtag AZ08?
Well, Larry, when we were watching the results come in last Tuesday night, we were expecting to see the Democrats punching above their weight, meaning that they're 25% of the registered vote. We expected them to come out at a higher rate than that, and they did. About 28%. The Republicans did the same. They're about 41% of the vote, and they came out at about 48%. So while the polling was showing maybe some excitement and intensity balancing, helping the Democrat, the Republicans were able to get out their vote. Of course, this was a district that the president won by 21 points. The Republican only won by 5 or 6 points. And what we're seeing is that the people that voted for Trump are beginning to pull away a little and vote for a Democrat, as opposed to people who voted for Clinton. They are now stuck, entrenched with whatever Democratic candidate is out there.
Let's go to Missouri. There's a new poll out in the great state of Missouri, already up on the website. But for those who are not in front of a computer at this very moment, give us the details.
So we're looking really at the Senate race here, with Claire McCaskill as the Democratic nominee and the senator there for the last 12 years. And she's been fortunate to run against some maybe lesser Republican opponents. Well, this year, there's an attorney general, Josh Hawley, who looks like he will win the nomination. We did in this survey, we had a primary, and he's up by about 30 points over his closest Republican competitor. So it looks like it'll be a Hawley-McCaskill general election in Missouri, and we have this race as a toss-up, 45-45 between the two candidates. What's interesting is McCaskill's got stronger name recognition. She's known more well in the district, about 42% favorable, 42% unfavorable. Hawley's got a lot of room to make up. He's only in the high 20s in his name recognition of both favorable and unfavorable. So at this stage, it is certainly a toss-up race, but if you were McCaskill, you would like to see her up a few more points, considering she's got such a name recognition advantage.
Full breakdown on the website, emerson.edu/polling, emerson.edu/polling. And, of course, follow the agency on Twitter, @EmersonPolling.